brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 21st day of February, 2007. We'll be here with you live for the next 3 hours. You don't want to miss any of the broadcast. Coming up in the middle of the second hour, we'll be getting into a move in New Mexico that looks like it may pass to start impeachment proceedings at the state level. And that's another way that impeachment can be triggered against the lying puppet-in-chief George W. Bush. We also have Dr. Deagle joining us, Bill Deagle of Genesis Communications, to talk about the bird flu. Is it coming or isn't it? All the hype surrounding that, the Merck vaccine, and so much more. Well, I've opened phones throughout the broadcast, but the really good news, there's a lot of good news today. Merck ends push for mandatory shots for girls. At least it's good news on the surface. We'll break it down. The Merck CEO is stepping down. Merck is suspending lobbying for the vaccine. But Perry, Governor Rick Perry, stands by the live cancer virus vaccine. So we'll be breaking down that entire new chapter in the fight against forced inoculation with live viruses. In other news, Christine Ebersole has been in national television shows, big roles in major movies. She has a top Broadway hit that she produces and stars in right now on Broadway in New York. And about 2 weeks ago, she went on The View, national television show on ABC, swooning over Genesis Communications' own John Connor, who does a Sunday night radio show. He's now doing a weekday show on the Genesis World Report with four other co-hosts. It's a great roundtable program. And I never bothered to call John and find out if he was trying to get in touch with her. I didn't try to contact her. I should have, because now I've learned that she's a fan of this show, a fan of my documentary films, and that's one of the things that led her into 9/11 Truth and into John's work. And John got her successfully to come on his Sunday night program he does, his one-hour news report, and it was in the New York Post yesterday. It took them a few days to learn of it, attacking her, and she's now had serious repercussions over this. And we're in contact with her, trying to get her to come on the show, but she's being drugged through the mud. If you go to her website, though, you'll notice that in the guest book section, it's 90 to 10, I would say. You know, 9 out of 10 comments are extremely positive, mirroring the national polls we've seen where 80-plus percent of the American people believe they're being lied to about 9/11. But she's the first prominent woman to go public who is in the whole Hollywood/New York scene. She's very articulate, and she went further than Charlie Sheen or David Lynch or Ed Asner or many other Hollywood folks that have now gone public, Dean Haglund. No, she came right out and said, total inside job, Silverstein pulled it. We're going to play a 10-minute excerpt that John Connor edited out of his hour-long interview with her coming up at the bottom of this hour in about 25 minutes from now, and we'll break down that story for you. So another more good news and bad news, but good news that more people are going public. The dam on the 9/11 cover-up is breaking. Also, more fabulous news today. Oregon Senate introduces anti-NAU, North American Union, resolution. Bad news, though, the neocons like Cliff Kincaid, who poses as an anti-New World Order person, comes out with North American Union conspiracy exposed. Why, he just discovered it. And it's all the Democrats, of course. And more good news, some even bigger good news that we'll tell you about on the other side. Impeachment in New Mexico. Iraq troop withdrawals.
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not only is the state of New Mexico on the verge of moving for impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States, we have the British now announcing a timetable. Now, we'll see if this is a stunt to pull their troops out. But even if it's a stunt, it shows that with now 90%, and we have the polls, it's 78 here in the U.S., with 90%, in British polls, on average, it's in the high 80s, early 90s, depending on which poll you look at, scientific polls, wanting their troops home, knowing the war is a fraud. That's going to make it a lot harder for the Brits to help the globalists launch an attack on Iran. And it shows now that they've had to set a timetable for total withdrawal. It shows that they're having to respond to the people's will. And on issue after issue after issue, we see the New World Order crumbling. We see them failing. All over the nation, legislatures are considering introducing legislation right now from the state of Texas to Oregon, and Oregon has now done it, to have state resolutions against the North American Union. 36 states, it was 32 2 weeks ago. 36 states are now introducing legislation, and several have passed laws refusing to go along with the National ID Card Act, known as Real ID. And there's so many other issues. States are taking action to block their cities from being sanctuary cities for illegal aliens, the 800-plus sanctuary cities. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Merck has ended its push for mandatory shots for girls. Merck is suspending its entire lobbying effort. Merck CEO is also retiring after 17 years stepping down, and there's clear indicators that because there was no pre-announcement or build-up as there would normally be with retirement, no, she's stepping down. She's stepping down in the very immediate future. But Rick Perry, arrogant, only got, what, 33% of the vote in the state of Texas, an open border gun control advocate, a total piece of blackmailed slime. They blackmail him with all the skeletons he's got in his closet. The guy ramming through the North American Union, the Trans-Texas corridors, the NAFTA superhighway, the man handing over our infrastructure to the Dutch and the British and the Germans and the Arabs and the Spanish. The creature says he doesn't care. He's still going forward with it. And you know why? Because he's on their payroll, up one side and down the other, and by one state saying it's mandated, that kicks in the federal immunity from damage from this vaccine. We spent 2 hours with three guests, a victim, and then we also had the president of the Texas-based Eagle Forum, that branch of the Eagle Forum, and Mr. Papantonio, the expert trial lawyer who's litigated against these individuals. So let's go through the Merck news first, then we'll go through all the other good news. Merck ends push for mandatory shots for girls. This out of the New York Times today. Reacting to a furor in public health circles, that's right, doctors and medical experts saying don't take it, it's very dangerous, and all the adverse reactions that were coming out, and reacting to shows like this one and the threats of lawsuits. Reacting to a furor in public health circles, Merck said Tuesday, that it would stop trying to get state legislatures to mandate the use of its new cervical cancer vaccine. At least 20 states are considering making use of the vaccine mandatory for schoolgirls, and the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, has already done so through an executive order. Part of the state rush to embrace the new vaccine has been fueled by Merck lobbying that began even before federal regulators approved the product last year. Now, let's just analyze those first two paragraphs. It says, making use of the vaccine mandatory for schoolgirls. And it goes on to say, Texas Governor Rick Perry has already done so through an executive order. Now, I know I've been parroting this now for the last month since the story broke big time. And for listeners that are tired of hearing me say this, I'm sorry. We have to warn all the new listeners that just tuned in, that are driving down the road in Illinois or New York or Kansas or Missouri or Texas or Southern California. There is no law anywhere in the U.S. that anyone has to take vaccines. There are recommendations that it be added to the state health department's list of recommended. Then the schools say they have a policy that you have to take the shots to attend school. No law. And then states have had to pass laws because the school's kicking people out, stating that, no, the school has to give you a waiver, but still that's all procedural, and the courts have ruled you don't even have to file that. Where criminal penalties kick in is when they fraudulently and criminally racketeer, because they're getting funds to do this from state and federal and private interest. When they get 98% or higher inoculation in a school, massive funds kick in. So they're panicking over the fact that in some schools, upwards of 30% of the students are not vaccinated because the word is out. So this is a giant fraud, a huge hoax. listeners, tell everyone. Print off the vaccine waiver forms. Print off the news articles exposing this. Tell people that have children. Because they're having massive autoimmune responses, bleeding, Crohn's disease, horrible things, seizures, when people take this shot. And it's been the same thing with a bunch of other vaccines because they're filled with viruses and DNA fragments, and they go into the gut, and they cause all sorts of problems. They go into the brain. They go into the organs. They go into the vascular structure, into the capillaries and arterioles, and into the arteries and veins, and they cause massive problems. There have been so many trips. I've interviewed so many fathers and mothers whose son takes the anthrax shot, and a week later turns into a soup, and it looks like they died from Ebola. And the Army says, yep, the vaccine kills you, sorry. I mean, you're going to take stuff that can make you bleed out like an Ebola victim? I mean, that's what happens. Blood starts pouring out your nose, pouring out every place where you ever had a cut in your life, opens up like accelerated scurvy. Blood starts pouring out of every orifice, pouring out of your ears, pouring out of your hind end. You want that? How many newscasts have I played where the troops bleed out, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to go take shots where you bleed out? You want to turn into a mass of jello? And they have total immunity. The vaccine makers do not get in any trouble. Well, the word got out on this, and you watch. Merck will be back in a few months. They know there's a huge crest of opposition and anger from state legislatures, governors, Republicans, Democrats. People are hopping mad. It's all over television. And so they're claiming now they're going to cease lobbying. I don't believe that for 10 seconds. They're going to pull back for a few months. We're going to be waiting for them, continuing our education process, and when they come back out, and you watch, they will, we'll be there exposing them. Take the state of Texas. Perry says he doesn't care if they're, quote, ceasing lobbying. He's going to continue lying and saying it's the law that you've got to take this. Listen to this. The vaccine is aimed at the sexually transmitted virus that causes cervical cancer. But there's a problem. It only covers 4 of the 127 papillomaviruses that can cause cancer. It doesn't even help you. These young women think they've got protection now, and they're going to run out and have unsafe sex. And it's all unsafe, ladies and gentlemen. Condoms break, condoms come off. I don't want to go off into a whole VD dissertation here, but that armor's got plenty of chinks in it. Merck suspends lobbying for vaccine. This out of the Associated Press. Merck & Co., bowing to pressure from parents and medical groups, is immediately suspending its lobbying campaign to persuade state legislatures. But by the way, neocon websites say I'm lying. There's no lobbying because Perry's a Republican. It must be a lie. I'm a dirty liberal. Yeah. Bowing to pressure from parents and medical groups, Merck is immediately suspending its lobbying campaign to persuade state legislators to mandate that adolescent girls get the company's new vaccine against cervical cancer as a requirement for school attendance. And again, the hoax that you've got to take vaccines is in that article. This is a supposed anti-Merck article. No, it's not. I mean, that is criminal to have a company come in and lobby and pay money to have the government come out and try to bluff you into taking something that at the bare minimum doesn't even protect you and on the bad side makes you bleed out like somebody who's got Ebola. The drug maker, which announced the change Tuesday, had been criticized for quietly funding the campaign via a third party. See how they use shill groups? Women in government, to require 11 and 12-year-old girls, by the way, it was really 9, old girls to get 3-dose vaccine in order to attend school. And it is in the news now that each regimen, they're now saying, will be upwards of $300. What's 3 times 300? 900 smackers. $900 to take something that there's a good chance is going to ruin your girl's life. Let me tell you, they're still going to line up for it, folks. These parents are totally evil.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back. I could spend all day on this. I'm not going to do it. We're going to open the phones up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. But Merck is saying they're suspending all their lobbying, which is tens of millions of dollars worth. The Merck CEO is retiring after 17 years. She was a key figure in 2005 with the corporate restructuring after the Vioxx disaster. And they clearly plan to use this mandated hoax vaccine. It's a hoax. It doesn't help you with the cancer. It's a hoax in that it's very dangerous. It's a hoax in that it's the law that you have to take it. That's not true. Hoax, 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 hoax. Just everything hoax. Everything staged. As usual, these people thinking we're a bunch of idiots. And now it's imploding around them. But in closing, Rick Perry says he's not going to stop. You're going to take it. Come hell or high water. Perry stands by anti-cancer vaccine mandate. Governor Rick Perry defended his executive order requiring sixth grade girls to be vaccinated against the virus that causes most cases of cervical cancer, saying Tuesday that he believes with all my heart that he was right. I do not understand why people would not take this opportunity to use this vaccine to the benefit of our children. He does believe with all his heart that it's the right decision. Governor Perry's executive order was not about a company. It was about saving lives and preventing women from contracting cancer. Perry spokeswoman Krista Moody said after the announcement. Continuing here, on Monday, House lawmakers in Austin held a lengthy hearing to take testimony on Perry's mandate and left early Tuesday without taking action on a bill that would override Perry's order. And that's a shill. It doesn't really do that either. Many of the committee members raised questions about the vaccine safety, efficacy, and cost. For the life of me, when the CDC and other experts come forward and say that it's safe, it's been tested, and it's available, why in the world would we not make it available, Perry said. Okay, well, the CDC hasn't said it's completely safe, and neither has the FDA, and neither have the different watchdog groups. It's real simple. We don't believe anything you say anymore. Do you understand that, punk? Do you understand that? Do you understand we know you're a pack of criminals? Do you understand that? We know you're getting rid of our borders. We know you're bringing in the North American Union. We know you're destroying our sovereignty. We know that state and federal government is completely controlled by foreign interests and is sucking all of our money out into international scams. We know the dollar's been devalued by half. We know the war is a fraud. We know your New World Order trash. And all your tricks aren't going to turn that around again. Do you understand that? We are going to defend this republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, period. We are never going to stop. And we have exposed your vaccine, and we're going to expose every other major operation you're running. Here it is from the JBS. Oregon Senate introduces anti-NAU resolution. This is up on PrismPlanet.com. Opposition to the North American Union continues to grow in state legislatures. Oregon is the newest state to introduce legislation that would urge the United States Congress to withdraw from the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, and the further development of the North American Union. The resolution, Senate Joint Memorial 5, was introduced by Senator Gary George and is co-sponsored by two other state senators and four representatives. In part, the resolution reads. Then they walk through it. And they're telling the House of Representatives federally to override this. The House was not involved. The Senate was not involved. Unelected bureaucrats are setting the policies and the regulatory edicts, the mandates to merge Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, period. They tried to deny it. We got the SPP.gov documents in the four-year releases, and this is the stuff they would release. They only released about half of it. And they opened the meeting with, we've got to keep this secret, how we're setting up a North American Union. We've got to use the environmental front groups as a way to push a regional tax. We've got to use our friends in the media and corporations, and all these big CEOs were there, hundreds of them, members of the media, sworn to secrecy. Red-handed. What do the Republicans do? They played a little trick here to try to spin this. We'll break it down briefly on the other side, get into the British announcing a total pullout of Iraq, and much more good news, and then straight to your calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network. More news and information on the other side. Strap yourselves in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming.
Welcome
there
back.
As many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to...
That's right. No man in the wrong can stand up against a fellow that's in the right and keeps on a-coming. And that's what we do every day. That's the bottom line. A little bit of absolute, pure, grade-A hick music for you, ladies and gentlemen. I guess that's what I am deep down inside. Okay, we're going to go to your calls, but I promise to cover this 9/11 news first, and we'll have open phones throughout the second hour, throughout the end of this hour, and then even into the third hour with Dr. Deagle, who's going to be joining us. But we have the Oregon resolution saying no. We have other states talking about introducing similar legislation. Massive news item in the alternative press forcing the mainstream media to report. And then along comes Cliff Kincaid. Now, I remember 10, 15 years ago watching videos of Cliff Kincaid fighting the UN and fighting Bill Clinton and why he's a good guy. And then he comes out after 9/11, and 9/11 truth's a bunch of liberal kooks, and, you know, basically George Bush is good, and the Republicans are going to save us. And he's written this article for Accuracy in Media. Yeah. And this is how they spin it. Listen to this. North American Union, conspiracy exposed. Oh, thank goodness you've discovered it for us. A top Democratic Party foreign policy specialist said on Friday that a very small group of conservatives is unfairly accusing him of being at the center of a vast conspiracy to implement the idea of a North American Union by stealth. He called the charges absurd. Robert Pastor, a former official of the Carter administration and director of the North American Studies in American University, made the remarks in an all-day February 16th conference devoted to the development of a North American legal system. The holding of a conference was itself evidence that the comprehensive process is underway to merge economies and perhaps the social and political systems of the three nations. Okay, let's stop right there. And it goes on to say that Pastor wants a North American community. Now, we learn in the article it's a democratic conspiracy. It's the liberals. No, Mr. Kincaid. The Council on Foreign Relations is actually made up of more Republicans than it is Democrats, but it's nonpartisan. The heads of banking, the heads of industry, the heads of media, the heads of academia, the heads of government, state, federal, and key local leaders. Over 4,000 members now. And they put out the bi-monthly publication Foreign Affairs. Their leadership is also the leadership of Bilderberg, Trilateral, and other key groups. But it's the major roundtable management arm of the global government system in North America. And they have other interlocking councils. It's a corporate structure. It's a mafia kingpin structure. It's a business piracy structure. It's a commission. And this is what they do. And so when the Democrats were in power, oh, the New World Order is all a Democratic thing. And then Republicans get in power, and still, it's a Democrat thing. When you do that, you fool conservatives into thinking the Republican Party is going to save them. You keep the false left-right matrix-like false reality going, and you put more life into it. George Bush took Robert Pastor's entire Towards a North American Community plan written by a Council on Foreign Relations committee that was then implemented word for word into the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of March of 2005, now being implemented at the North American Union Summit they had last September in Canada. And again, we have the four-year documents on that. It is North American Union, and the number one first issue was how to keep integration, and that's a quote, secret from the public. The heads of the Mexican, U.S., and Canadian government meeting with over 200 CEOs and CFOs and others and key media on how to keep the public in the dark. Now, if that doesn't make you mad, if that isn't treason, if that isn't larceny, if that isn't racketeering, if that isn't collusion, if that isn't extortion, if that isn't fraud, if that isn't a conspiracy, I don't know what is. Agenda number two was a North American Union tax. What are they going to use? The toll roads and a carbon tax, going after transportation and mobility, something our society's totally built on. You know, that's it. I've told my producer this before. I want Cliff Kincaid on the show. I want Cliff Kincaid on the show. I want him to come on here for an hour and spew his baloney. To me, there's frankly nothing worse than somebody that acts like they're anti-New World Order, but over and over again does this and criticizes me and others. And I'm frankly sick of it. I never changed, Mr. Kincaid. You did. I'm still a constitutionalist like I was 12 years ago. You, I don't know what you call yourself, but, you know, these neocon followers have got to report on the North American Union, so they spin it and say it's a Democratic Party conspiracy. Oh, the Democratic Party's firmly behind it, totally traitorous, absolute scum, enemies of the American people and the world, bought and paid for by the same interest. And when you play into this thing that there's some choice, you just continue the illusion and the fraud, and maybe you're just an idiot, but you don't come off like, you come off like a smart fellow. I've had enough, and I want him on. So I just remembered I've been asking for him for months, and I want him on the show. The other good news, we'll get into this 9/11 clip. Cheney says British troop withdrawal is positive sign. You talk about spin. Tell soldiers in Tokyo the U.S. will not withdraw until the job is done. So he says, oh, yes, this is a good thing. We'll break that down later. First off, let's go ahead and play a clip of a lady who has just a ton of courage and who I commend for what she's done. Christine Ebersole. I'm trying to find my article here. Got a New York Post article concerning this. Here it is. New York Post slams Ebersole for becoming 9/11 truther. Add Christine Ebersole to the list of kooks. 36% of Americans in a 9-month-old poll, 84%, and I believe it's a cover up in a 5-month-old poll. Sure. Add Christine Ebersole to the list of kooks who say 9/11 terror attacks were an inside job. The Grey Garden star went on writer John Connor's radio show, right here on Genesis, I would add, the other night to say that she agrees with him that a corrupt faction of the U.S. government is to blame. I think we want to look at our government as sort of like a benevolent father that's going to take care of us and be kind to us and treat us well, and I think it's too much for people to conceptualize, and I'm sure that's what helped the people in Nazi Germany, Ebersole said. Now, if you go to Christine Ebersole's website, if you go there, I think it's christineebersole.com. I had it that here in front of me, too. Asked for it again, but I don't have it. I want you to go on there and support her. I hadn't said this yet, but we were looking at it, like 90% of the people on her guest book, her little message board, are supporting her, telling her great job. She was really excited yesterday, a few days after she went on Connor's show. She told Connor on the support she was getting, but then she went in for a Broadway show, and her publicist and other people are, you know, saying, hey, you know, you better quit this. Hey, this could cause people to protest you. You know what? She's already jumped off the cliff, and there's a safety net down there. The only way she won't have a safety net if she doesn't pull her parachute and continue to stand her ground, which she's doing, but she's pretty freaked out right now, so we should all pray for her, because she was extremely bold in her statements that we're going to play. In fact, let's play the first half of it now. We'll play the second 5 minutes. This is condensed. John edited this together. This is from his Sunday night radio show that he does right here on Genesis. Here is the first half of that.
It just, you know, there's some people that I work with, you know, some people at work that I think are upset about, you know, my talking about 9/11 and thinking that it was an inside job, and you know, they're worried about my career and worried about, you know, what's going to happen and things like that. And I don't think people really want to really take in the reality that our government could do us harm. And I think that's the thing. It's just really a matter of just, you know, taking in that reality. That's, I think we want to look at our government as sort of like a benevolent father that's going to take care of us and be kind to us and treat us well. And it's just, I think it's too much for people to even conceptualize. And I'm sure that happens to the people in Nazi Germany.
Take a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute and get into how you woke up. This is Resistance Radio, John Carr.
You know, things just weren't adding up. And I think just, I mean, for me, I know it's really hard to say, John, what's the exact sort of epiphany that I had where I just realized that it was the government that did harm to its own people. But I think maybe what a deciding one was when my dentist sent me a link to Loose Change. And when I saw that, everything that I feared or everything that I intuitively felt was confirmed by watching Loose Change.
You suspected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christine, if we were friends and you had never approached me about this subject, if I was still an ignorant zombie, how would you go about educating me? What would you say?
I'd ask about World Trade Center number 7. Number 1. I think that's really, to me, that's the most obvious blunder. Because Silverstein said publicly that we had talked with the fire department, and we felt that World Trade Center 7 was so badly damaged that we decided to take it down or take it out. Take it out, I guess that's the term that's used for controlled demolition. Now, you cannot put controlled demolition devices in a building in an afternoon. That's just not possible. So how do you, of course, they never even mention it when they talk about the, you know, Twin Towers collapsing. That's never even mentioned.
Yes,
apparently it wasn't even brought up in the report,
mm-hmm.
the 9/11 Commission report. So to me, that's...
Oh, no.
That's, how do you explain that?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says publicly, the owner of the building says publicly that the fire department, we talked about it and they decided to take it out.
What do you think about Cheney's stand down order?
Oh, well, that's, you know, they always, you know, morph their way out of that one. But yeah, that's, you know, I mean, the list is unbelievable. It's unbelievably long.
What do you think about Operation Northwoods and all the warnings from all the foreign different countries? That
well, see, that's another thing, is that they think that, you know, Operation Northwoods, well, you know, just because they wrote it and because, you know, Lemitzer was fired by Kennedy doesn't mean that they would do it. I mean, it's just nuts. People can't face reality. It's too difficult. It's just too much. Now they want to do the DNA sampling of immigrants, and I mean, come on, what's next? You know, we'll all get implanted with those chips, and it's just a way of controlling people.
You know. I think of Bush's affiliation with the Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, that's another thing that's just really so disturbing, is that, you know, of course, people want to make this a left-right issue and, you know, a Christian-Muslim issue. And he makes a mockery of Christianity. It just is, it's really disgraceful. And, you know, again, everybody's fooled. They call themselves Christians who they're worshiping a false god. And but that's exactly what George Bush is doing. You know, the god of money, the god of power, the god of, you know, science to give us the nuclear bombs. I mean, it's, it's quite disgraceful. But the whole thing about, you know, Bohemian Grove, I had never heard of that until I had gone to your website. And when I saw that, you know, he's certainly, for a man who calls himself, you know, saved by Jesus and all that stuff, you know, burning mock human effigies, mock human sacrifices, this is not worshiping God. I mean, it's just, no. It's unbelievable. And he's completely hijacked the Republican Party. This is not a Republican Democratic issue, and that's why it doesn't matter. You know, people I'm seeing known as what I say, a progressive thinker, you know, that's a liberal, as it were. But I'm always screaming, don't call me a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. You know, there's no Democrats. There is no two-party system. Clinton took care of that.
Now, by the way, we have discovered that L.L. Emmonser was rehired in 1974 and came into the Ford administration when Cheney came in, and he's part of that whole nest. So now we're only talking about 25, 30 years ago with Northwoods. That's now been confirmed.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Christine Ebersole, the first prominent Hollywood woman to go public in a very articulate and riveting fashion, being savaged by the neocon New York Post, and she's getting nothing but positive feedback, but she's also being basically throttled by insiders telling her that she needs to back off and shut up. We need to pray for her and support her. Here's, now again, it's really clear if you listen to the full hour, but this is what he edited together on the web, so it's an MP3 we grab. It's a little bit fuzzy, but it's pretty good audio. Here's the rest of it.
There is no two-party system. Clinton took care of that. He was the best Republican president we ever had. I mean, you know, just absolutely brought everything to the center. And, you know, now there's infiltrating of Republicans and the Democrats in each other's party. No one has a spine. No one can stand up, I mean, to this regime. It's absolutely, it's so influenced by, you know, the pharmaceuticals, I mean, just all the lobbies that go into, you know, the making of the New World Order. Nobody has a leg to stand on. And especially if they're, you know, interested in getting reelected. So it's
to go along to get along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your we shared some of our personal religious beliefs over the phone when we spoke privately. Would you mind to share those with the audience?
No, not at all. You know, I grew up I was raised a Unitarian, which is which basically teaches that kind of all roads lead to Rome. It emphasizes a brotherhood of man, and that concentrically, you know, it's all an expression of our Creator. And but I think probably because my name is Christine, which means most devout Christian or follower of Christ, that my spiritual beliefs and my spiritual convictions, from pretty early on, was aware that for me, Christ is the greatest example of what we should aspire to, how to live our lives on this earth. And that's why, you know, for George Bush and all of these people that call themselves Christians, and they absolutely do not adhere to his basic principle and precept, was that, you know, you love your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, and love your enemies. How about that? That was absolutely radical. Radical. And if, you know, and to me, Jesus is alive today. To me, that Christ is living in each of us. And each of us that practice, the principles of life and how he lived his life. But he is an enemy combatant. Jesus Christ is an enemy combatant.
Right on. Right on. You're speaking some powerful truth there, Christina. I just want to thank you again for joining us. Thanks for having the courage. Thanks for plugging the ResistanceManifesto.com on national television. We got about 30 seconds to go here. Is there anything else you want to share with everybody?
Well, I just really applaud the work that you're doing, and I just appreciate you so much, and power to the resistance.
Awesome. God bless, Christine. Christine Eppersall. Look her up on ChristineEppersall.com. My mom's a big fan of yours, so I just want to thank you
for
joining us. And we'll keep in touch, Christine. This is John Connor. You've been listening to...
All right, folks. That's John Connor's Sunday night program. He's now doing a Monday through Friday show. It's a roundtable program, but he's the master host there on Friday nights now for 2 hours here on GCN as well. So Friday and Sunday nights, you can always catch John. And he pops in Monday through Friday on the rest of that show with Webster Tarpley. And, of course, Gary Franchi and Dan Abramson. We'll be right back with the second hour. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.